Whoa. Mine sounded like a...
Yeah.
Mine wasn't a fizz. Mine was a explosion of sorts.
Well, we're back with podcast 19. Just Ben and Joey again.
Yeah, the most irrelevant number and age. Nothing happens when you turn 19. I would know. I'm 19.
Nothing happens when you die.
Dark, Ben. Dark.
Well, I mean, if you die at 19, nothing happens. I mean, if you die at, like, 21, then you go to heaven, obviously.
Oh, my God. All right, just stop
talking. I don't know. Okay, so yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
It was, and today is Revenge of the Sixth.
Yes.
Ba-dum.
And the fourth was May the Fourth Be With You, so happy Star Wars Day to everyone.
Belated. By a week. Yeah. No. Were you going somewhere with the whole yesterday was Cinco de Mayo? Or
I thought I was, but not really. I mean, I hope everyone had a good Cinco de Mayo if you celebrate
and you
it.
Survive. If you're listening to this podcast, you survived Cinco de Mayo. Congratulations. We're very happy for you.
Yep.
I did no such celebrating. I came home and went to bed because I had work today.
I really didn't do a whole lot yesterday. I was supposed to go out. Didn't really go out because I'm broke right now.
Hey, well, you know,
it's the beginning of the month.
It's part of being responsible. You know?
Yeah.
Can't afford it, don't go out. I'm not a big going out person anyway.
Yeah.
Especially when there's like 4,000 people. Because we went to the lodge for lunch on
the
4th with my dad, which was really fun, by the way.
It was. They have really good food.
They do. And it's good price, too.
Yeah.
They have some fantastic sliders. So if you're ever in Tampa and you want some nice sliders, go to the Lodge.
They're almost world famous.
Almost
world
famous.
That's what it says on the menu.
Yes, you're right. It is. And when we went there was like nobody there because, you know, it was May 4th. But I saw pictures from that night on Facebook. That place was fucking packed. I was like, I do not want to go to that.
Why not? It's fun. It's fun having everyone's body sweat rubbed up on you.
No, it's not. Not at all.
It's not fun at all.
That's why I don't really like going to shows that much, like concerts.
Yeah.
I've been to one. I went to Warped Tour. I went with you, so of course you know that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the music, but the hotness and the bajillion people
Did you try to get to the front? I don't remember. Because I know I always try to get to the front with every band. But, like, when you get to that point, there's just so many people that it's suffocating up there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're fucking tall as shit, so, I mean, you won't have that problem, really.
And maybe not in terms of suffocating, but in terms of being uncomfortably close with people, yeah.
Like, physically suffocating. Like, I couldn't breathe because it was so hot and there were so many people. And
no, I didn't have that problem.
It's terrible. But I love it. I love every second of that shit.
I'm
fidgeting.
Playing with the audio levels here.
Oh, we look really loud.
Well, I look really loud. I think.
I think you fixed it. All right, anyways.
I don't know. Sorry if the beginning of the podcast our audio levels are all over the place. I think, actually, your port on the stupid io4 thing is lower than it used to be,
like, okay.
It's broken.
Okay, so. Great.
Yeah, well, I kind of knew that when we bought it, because unfortunately, even though it was $130, we bought the budget version of these things.
Okay,
shit's expensive.
Did we buy the non-budget microphones?
We bought the best of budget microphones, and I'm super happy with the microphones.
Yeah,
so it was worth it. Now the pop filters, those were also budget, and yours is already coming apart, I noticed today. The plastic on the side. Other side, I think. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's popping open. But that's okay, because a pop filter doesn't really need to do much. And ours do our jobs.
Yeah.
So we should probably talk about Frosted Gaming for a little bit, because we had a pretty busy week.
We did. We had a pretty fucking miserable week, I might add.
Wasn't that miserable. Just a couple of miserable inconveniences.
A couple of miserable inconveniences that cost us about 6 hours of work time.
It takes 6 hours of work. It was probably 1 to 2 hours of work. Because I didn't have to edit them because they fucked up.
Right, but we did it 4 times.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. That would be like each one was an hour and a half. There's no way.
No, but like the time in between recording and all that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we started a new series, which episode 1 will come out either today or tomorrow. Or yesterday or today, depending on when you're listening to this.
Okay.
So are we going to talk about that? I'm trying to talk about it, like, feed you information. You're just like, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out. I thought we were going to release it on a Sunday.
Yeah, but we missed the Sunday because of said inconveniences we just bitched about.
Yeah. So after this one, it'll be released on a Sunday.
Yes, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Well, ideally, if everything goes as planned.
For the rest of your life. But no, it's Indie Game of the Week. So as I try to explain and fail miserably 3 times in a row before we finally decided on Osmos. Yeah. As basically, we just go through a bunch of indie games that we were playing at the moment. We find the best one that
totally
we like.
no reason behind any which one. Doesn't matter if they were just released or not.
Just the one that we like the most at the moment.
And we do like a pseudo let's play on it and talk about it for a little bit and then tell you to go buy it because it's awesome. And we should support indie developers, I guess.
Yes, but we don't get paid by said indie developers.
But if any indie developers would like to pay us, by all means, you are welcome to.
Or give us free copies of your game.
Yeah, we will happily sell out. Just in case there was any mystery about that. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fun and time consuming. We really wanted to do Space Engineers as our first one, but for...
The first that video, the whole recording went fantastic up until the point where I realized I didn't press record. But as for practice, it went really well. Unfortunately, the next four times we tried it, it just didn't work.
Something went wrong, and it was different every time.
Something wrong with the audio, or something wrong with the frame rate in the recording, or something messed up in the game because it was an alpha game. So unfortunately, we're going to have to wait on Space Engineer for a while.
But that will eventually be an indie game of the week.
It will be, as soon as we have some better luck.
So there's a spoiler alert right there sometime later on in the future.
Yeah, which I want to say we ended the first episode with that spoiler, so it's okay.
Whatever.
We also made a new Flash, or I'm sorry, a new intro.
Yes,
Splash
we did.
Flash intro is what it's called. And we made a new like outro, so.
Yep.
And by we, I mean I.
Yep.
You occasionally gave input.
So I still want to put input on that, but we'll wait until after the podcast.
For
the Splash.
Oh.
I feel like there's too much spinning.
Too much spinning? Yeah. Oh, I toned the spinning down.
How many spins did you have in there?
2,000. There's no more spinning. I don't know what you're talking about.
When it goes around the little clock.
Oh, no, I love that. No, you're not going to talk me out of that spinning.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway. So I had a really nice lunch with my mom today. We went to a sports bar in downtown.
Yeah.
Surprisingly amazing. Like, you know, I was thinking sports bar, they're going to have wings and that's it. And
burgers
be like mediocre
and beer.
And I go and it was 12 wings for like $9, which is a really good price for wings. And it was like all presented and it was like had the little green seasoning on it to make it look nicer. Totally surprised me. And then they were really good on top of that.
Yeah, good to hear.
Yeah, my mom had a buffalo wrap thing. Buffalo chicken wrap.
Buffalo wrap thing. Yeah.
What did you do for lunch today?
I woke up for lunch.
Did you eat something?
No, I haven't gotten food yet.
You had a podcast.
I had a podcast for breakfast,
worms.
Yeah.
Gummy bears.
Always bears. Never get the worms.
I like the sour gummy worms.
I like the sour octopuses.
Those are good too. Or octopi.
Octopi. Octopuses. Wait, what?
Octopuses. Yes.
Nope, that's not it. Octopi. There we go.
Man, so I feel like this has been the longest week ever. Like, I was writing down the topics for this week's podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them again today. I was like, wow, that was fucking forever ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember talking about that on the Lost podcast, and we didn't. It was just that long ago. That's how my memory
What did
was
we
that.
Miss?
What did we miss?
I feel like we had a pretty... informative podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, we did, but we did miss something that was announced that morning, and I'm trying to find out what it was.
We'll eventually cover it, probably.
Was it it might have been, I don't know if this is it, but this is something that interesting that came out, is Nintendo announced during E3 that they're going to have the new Super Smash
Wait,
Brothers
when was
tournament.
E3?
Soon? This month?
Oh,
actually?
It's coming up.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks or something, I think.
And they've already announced it?
Well, they announced Super Smash Brothers last E3.
Yeah.
What they announced this year is that during E3, they're going to have Super Smash Brothers tournaments at all the Best Buys during the week of E3.
Huh.
Which is fucking huge news because not even a year ago, Nintendo tried to shut down a Smash Brothers tournament. That was a big deal. It was like their third or fourth year doing the tournament. And they tried to shut them down because they felt that Super Smash Brothers wasn't a tournament game and it was supposed to be family friendly and not encourage fighting and all this other...
But it's a fighting game.
They called it something else. I don't remember.
Family-friendly beat-em-up.
Right. And so that they didn't want to have that tournament mindset. So the fact that now they're hosting a tournament just a year later is a huge thing in terms of new direction for Nintendo, which hopefully means that they'll let us do Let's Plays.
Hopefully.
So you're not giving any insight to any conversation
ever. Sorry, like I said, I woke up like an hour ago, maybe. Tops.
Like, oh. Yeah, that's nice.
But no, that's actually really cool because there's a lot of Nintendo games that I want to fucking do Let's Plays on, and I haven't been able to. Sorry. I get riled up over Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, because I love Nintendo as a gamer. I just hate it as a...
Let's player.
Entertainer.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We entertain. So...
Sort of. We try.
We try to. And fail miserably, but that's okay.
We're our favorite failures. Yay.
Can we have favorite failures? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and... Why not? Xbox apparently is trying to get into the streaming game, not like video game as in market.
Like
terrible analogy.
Movies and TV shows.
Yeah, like Netflix. Oh, they're trying to like compete with Netflix, which
I heard about that when they released the Xbox One, that they were talking about that.
Maybe they did, and I just read about it.
The whole fucking press conference on the Xbox One is all about how it's like a TV, and you can.
Well, it
was
all about how it's by a TV, but they weren't offering the, you know, like an Xbox streaming service.
Right.
I think. I don't know if that was announced, but now it has been announced, and I should probably have read more about this. But one of the expectations or assumption is that the Halo TV series with Steven Spielberg,
yes,
is probably going to be on.
Is Steven Spielberg still doing it?
Yeah,
good.
It's probably going to be on that Xbox streaming service. And the question is it going to be on normal cable, or is it only going to be available on Xbox streaming, like a House of Cards style?
I'm going to guess only available on Xbox streaming.
Which, honestly, I might be okay with if it's anything like House of Cards or like Orange is the New Black, because those are great shows that are only available on Netflix.
Even the little Forward Unto Dawn miniseries that they released before Halo 4, like, if
awesome.
It was like that, then I'd watch it.
Yeah. But, and speaking of House of Cards, Kevin Spacey.
And the new Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Which is I want to say we talked about it a while ago. Maybe it was on the topic list that never came up. Sledgehammer is now in the Call of Duty franchise making games. So you have Sledgehammer, Infinity Ward.
What did Sledgehammer make before?
I don't remember.
They made Modern Warfare 3, I think.
No, I don't think so. No, I think they just joined the game.
Just joined the game.
Oh, I'm going to look it up now.
All right.
Give insight on Call of Duty.
I don't know. Like, I absolutely despise the Call of Duty series, but this is
well,
the one
say
game.
I despise it. I feel like it's oversaturated. You know, there's a new game every year, and it's not that much better than the old game.
Right, but this is something completely different. This is something they've never done before.
Well, yeah, because it's a new studio.
Right. Thank God. Keep it up, Sledgehammer. You're doing awesome. But, like, I feel like every game is the same shit. You know, the Black Ops and Modern Warfare series, it's take down a terrorist. And now it's all of a sudden, it's something completely different.
Are you sure we're not? I think we're still taking down terrorists.
Well, yeah.
You know, I have.
But we're taking down terrorists and walking tanks and jet bikes.
So it's
so
like,
fuck you,
warfare.
Yeah.
Which I guess wasn't the last Black Ops games futuristic?
There's parts of it that were, I think they,
I never played it.
I played the first part of the campaign and then instantly decided that fuck this game.
I never really did the Treyarch games. I was strictly Infinity Ward. And then, but after Modern Warfare 2, I didn't bother after that because I felt they were all more or less the same.
Yep.
They did do Modern Warfare 3. You were right.
Woohoo! Go bad.
Oh, but you know what? I could be misremembering here. But I think Sledgehammer did a couple of maps for Modern Warfare 3. I don't think they made Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
But I might be totally
wrong
on that. So.
But no.
Which is good, because that's kind of what 343 did with Halo Reach, is they made some maps for Halo Reach, and then they went on to make the full Halo 4 game.
Yep.
And they also made Halo Anniversary, which
was really good,
very
too.
Good port. They did that right. So.
Yep. And that was... There was something I wanted to add on to that. But I completely fucking spaced on it, so...
You seem to be all sorts of spaced out today.
Oh, all day long.
Are we going to have to push back this podcast so you can, like,
wake up
in a
sufficiently?
Timely manner?
And... I actually woke up at 9 o'clock this morning, did laundry, and went back to sleep.
Oh, well, why'd you do that?
Because I was tired.
No, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. But, yeah. Life. Our life is hectic.
Yeah, totally not really. That hectic.
Yours isn't. Mine is.
How's it hectic?
Well, I have to wake up at noon.
Oh, right.
But here's the shitty part, because this is why I wake up at noon. I do the podcast on Tuesdays. Every other day, I'm doing something else, like working on my car, or taking my car to get cleaned, or something like that. Something crazy.
Wow, it's just a crazy, hectic day. You're cleaning
and then I'm
car.
At the gym by 2 most days. This is the only day I get to go in late. Okay. And then I'm working from like 2:30, 3 o'clock all the way up until 9 o'clock. And then when I get home, I do research on things for me.
Evidently not for the podcast.
No, not for the podcast. Well, sometimes I do research for the podcast. Like Kotaku just showed that there's a new world record for the fastest Halo beat.
I did see that title on Facebook. I
yes.
did not read the article. Too much work.
Yeah, I that's about as far as I went. I was, you know, over at Nick's house.
Right, so researching.
Yeah.
I see.
Barely researching, but like I was looking up other stuff and school stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, so your life sounds real hectic.
And then I'm up till 2 a.m, so that's why I wake up at noon every day.
Gotcha. No, I started working again. I mean, I've always been working, but I started going into the office again. Like, I have a desk now. I actually was, I guess, promoted to the second floor.
Nice.
Yeah, so now I have a desk in the big room.
Nice.
Which isn't really a big room. When I say big room, I mean, like, the equivalent to, like, a desk in the Oval Office, sort of.
That's pretty high up there.
Yeah, yeah. Which is kind of nice and kind of sucks at the same time, because there's another technician that works downstairs that I like talking to while I'm working.
So you have to keep going downstairs?
No. Well, now I've been moved upstairs, so I can't talk to him.
Do you just call him?
No, I don't talk to him that much.
You're like, hey, buddy.
We just talk because he's there, not, like, I don't talk to him after work.
Now they have you isolated. They have you alone.
Yeah. So I'm working a solid, like, 7-8 hour day now, and then I come home, and then I edit videos a lot, because we've been doing a lot more videos. Yeah. I have a lot more shit to edit.
That's the thing I do when I get out of my job. I come here and make videos with you.
No, you do occasionally do that. And then I publish them. And now I'm actually working on an app to simplify our publishing process.
Good.
In terms of, like, posting it to social media and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. I love everything you do.
So it's not like it's making your life any easier.
All right. Well, it is making my life easier, kind of, sort of.
Because it makes my life easier?
Yes. And I don't have to hear you bitch about it. No, I'm kidding.
Have you ever heard me bitch about it?
Yes, once. When we first had to edit the audio sequence, and you couldn't figure out how to get all three of the tracks to edit together.
Oh, well, that wasn't really bitching as much as...
complaining.
Stating one annoyance I had with editing. But I figured that out, so it works out really well.
Stating annoyances? Also known as bitching.
No, because I wasn't expecting any... Well, kind of. Shut up. Okay. Fuck you.
Where were you going with that again?
Hey, you know what? When you start editing stuff, then you can come to me and...
No, because I understand that editing's a pain in the ass. I've done it before, very unsuccessfully, so I just threw it off on someone else.
Right, so you understand.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I just know it sucks.
Well, I think part of my complaining was that I said, you know, but I know I just have to figure out how to do it. And then I did, so fuck you.
Okay.
No story.
We'll do that after the podcast.
No, we... Ben's doing this thing where he's trying to convince people he's gay.
Just, I mean, because there's so many people that are in the closet that don't want to come out. I'm completely straight, and I'm trying to convince people I'm gay. This is like a social experiment.
It's an interesting...
to see what's more believable. People who are in the closet saying they're not gay, or people who are gay are not gay saying they are.
Apparently, I don't know.
I make for a very convincing gay guy sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
So
I don't know. That's a tough question. I don't know how to properly answer that.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to do more gay hair flips.
No, I will never do a hair flip in my entire life. I don't have hair for that.
I kind of do now. It's actually just really annoying because I don't do the flip, but I push it back.
And it pops right back into place.
Yeah. But I think I'm getting a haircut Friday, finally. Because my hair is really long now.
I got my hair cut 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about it. Ew, I just licked my pop filter. That was disgusting. So, did you see that post that was also on Kotaku? I can't talk again. That
I feel like we get a lot of our news from them.
We do get a lot of our news from them. Because they always show up on my Facebook feed. So, that's how I see shit. Not, I don't even spend that much time on Facebook, but enough that I see Kotaku posts all the time.
It's always on mine.
Yeah. And I guess there's this trend going on in China where Chinese youth are dragging around cabbages on leash.
Pet cabbages?
Kind of like a pet cabbage. As an art project to talk about how
plants are people too.
No, how the Chinese morals have changed, and a piece of cabbage used to mean something, and now it means nothing. And
so we're dragging it on a leash.
We're dragging it around on a leash to talk about the importance.
That makes no fucking sense. Way to go, China.
Yeah, so I guess that's their latest Chinese art project.
Joey's fucking things up.
Yeah, I'm trying to clear off the...
Topic list.
Oh, one thing that was really fucking cool that I saw like the night after we did the podcast.
Yeah.
Is somebody posted a video of them wearing a GoPro and then they went to prom and then they crowd surfed at the prom.
See, I tried to crowd surf at homecoming way back in the day when I was in high school. Way back in the day.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
My 10 year anniversary is coming up in three years.
Old.
Yeah. But, God, don't remind me. But no, I tried to crowd surf and I got kicked out.
Oh, well, he did get kicked out, but he also got it on a GoPro.
Oh, wow.
It was super awesome. Because yeah. He just walked in, and I don't even think it was his prom. He just walked in and was dressed up and had a GoPro on. He said he was doing some, like, filming project or something. Then
proceeded to crowd surf on everyone's head.
Then jumped up on the stage, because I guess they had, like, a live band there or uh-huh. something. And then crowd surfed, and it was just super cool and awesome, and I want a GoPro now.
I've always wanted a GoPro. Like, I used to work at an automotive retailer shop, and we have a display case full of GoPros. I don't know.
You well, do?
Yeah, because people put GoPros on their cars okay, and go drifting sense. And stuff. But we had a whole display case, and I just sit there and watch the video for, like, hours.
Oh, about the GoPro?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this video is so cool.
Well, how much is a GoPro?
It's like $400.
Okay, I was going to say I'm going to buy one, but never mind.
They're not cheap.
No, not actually that interested.
But, I mean, they do work in, like, a lot of weird situations. Like, for example, if you're stuck in an elevator for 41 hours, a GoPro is probably not the way to go with that, because it's just very boring.
That was
the most was the terrible.
Most subtle segue that somehow still was obviously a segue. But I commend you for that, sir. That was impressive.
Thank you.
It almost sounded natural.
So, by the way, there was someone stuck in an elevator for 41 hours. That made the news.
Yeah, they did. And I don't know. I guess they just didn't notice. Because they had cameras in the elevator. And the guy sounded
not GoPros, though.
Not GoPros. Normal security elevators. And so the power was working and everything. It was just the elevator that stopped. And, you know, there's security officers in the thing watching the cameras. And nobody noticed them for 40 fucking hours. And then after, and I could have made up that 40 hours. He was definitely in there for 41. I don't know how long it took him to notice him. But then after they were trying to get him out, when they did the whole thing on the wrong elevator. Like, trying to get him out, and then they get out, and they're like, oh, this is not the right elevator.
What dipshits.
Yep. And then they finally got him out of the proper elevator after 41 hours.
I think I would have died.
And the worst part is one of those, and the big skyscrapers, they have what are called express elevators.
Yeah.
Like, at my mom's work, she's on the 17th floor, and floors 1 through 16 don't have an elevator. Well, I guess the first floor does, so you can get in it.
Yeah.
But in the middle, they don't have them, so you can, you know, it controls the flow of the elevators better and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can probably figure it out.
Sure.
And so he was stuck on the 13th floor in the middle. So when he went to open the elevator's door, there was no way for him to get out. He was just broken.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And nobody noticed him. But he was able to open the doors so he could piss and shit.
Oh, good, good.
Like, there was enough of a gap to piss and shit out of the elevator. But
probably,
not to go anywhere
else. Probably really sad when his phone died.
Yeah, that I don't know how that happened. He must have not had a phone, or it must not have worked, or something.
It doesn't work in phones. Don't work in elevators.
They say that, but I've never had a problem.
I've always had problems. I always lose calls.
Of course,
when I go
if it's a big skyscraper elevator, maybe it's different.
Plus, he's completely surrounded by concrete because there's nothing around him.
That's
probably
true.
Had zero service.
Yeah. So anyway, that sucks. I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
Yeah, I'm glad that guy's okay.
My cousin got, well, I did get stuck in an elevator once, actually. My cousin, her house has an elevator. And it's one of those small, like, older elevator type things.
One of the ones you crawl in and, like, shimmy yourself up?
No, not quite. No. But, you know, it's got, like, the fence thing.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, we decided it was a good idea to fit, like, 5 or 6 people in said small elevator. There was not room for 5 or 6 people. And because it was in a house, if you try to open the door to the elevator and somebody's in it, it stops the elevator. Well, my little cousin thought it would be funny to run up to the top floor and open the elevator. Slow elevator, by the way. And then we were stuck. That sucked. And we had to, like, completely reset the elevator while there's, like, no wiggle room, and that took a solid 10 minutes.
Is that where your uncomfortableness around people has come from?
No.
Being stuck in an elevator?
No, I've always been uncomfortable. It's not that I'm uncomfortable, it's just I don't like it. It's like, why am I here? I'm not having a good time. I don't think anybody actually has a good time in a large group of people unless it's an orgy. And even then, that's debatable. I've only been in one, but it was questionable.
Oh, have you?
No, I haven't. That was a joke.
Well, technically, an orgy is only like 5 people with their shoes off or something.
Well, then I guess if that's the definition we're going by, then yes, I have.
See, everyone's been in an orgy.
Not everybody.
Well, if you're in school, tell your entire class to take their shoes off.
And they'd be like, hey, we're in an orgy, and then post about it on Facebook, and I'm
tell,
sure nobody
tell everyone
will
that you had an orgy in school.
Yeah, and I'm sure no authorities will come and find you.
At all. Your teacher will not get fired. So, moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on right along with our day.
I love all the random songs I have, like, clipped off and recording. Like, I have one of Psy going, one is the loneliest number. I can't sing, but he was doing that. He did a much better job than I did. And it was pretty awesome, and so now I have it for whenever I decide that we need that song for something.
Nice. I feel like we're gonna release like what we talked about this when we were fucking up the Space Engineer recording.
Oh,
we're gonna record all of our like all the shit we say on the mics and our testings.
Because whenever we set up like a, you know, if we move from downstairs in the podcast room up to my room to do recording for videos and stuff, we always have to do tests to make sure the mics
audio
are
test,
right.
Yeah.
The levels. Obviously, we didn't tonight, which is or today, which is why the audio levels were all fucked up at the beginning of the podcast. But we just say random things like dick, vagina, butt, and various phrases similar
bitch
to
potato
that.
Was mine.
Bitch potato, and it's just really funny, and we thought we would release those at some point in time, but typically we delete them because they're tests. So now we're going to start saving them.
Yep.
Wow, we have already gone down all the topic lists except for two topics.
One of them I'm completely not sure how we're going to do against our...
I'm just going to come in and say it. So Pornhub is doing this thing where for every 100 videos watched, they plant one tree.
That's actually a really good idea.
I know. It's estimated that the entire planet is going to be full of trees by the end of the week.
Really?
That was a joke.
I was about to say, is that a factor?
Yep, that's it.
Dude, that
we
many people...
We're going back to a forest period of life.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. At least we got fresh air, kind of, or whatever, right? Plants give off oxygen. Right.
Yes. Yes, they do, Ben.
They don't give off Wi-Fi.
Oh my god, we should make Wi-Fi trees.
Wi-Fi trees. Not too bad they only produce the fucking air we breathe. Great.
Yeah, who needs air? Speaking of who needs air...
Okay.
Space engineers.
They need air.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to segue into something, but we already talked about Space Engineers.
It's such a good game. Such a good game, but it's fucked up everything for me.
It was a bad experience the last couple times we recorded it, but as to be expected with an alpha game. That's okay. I still have fun playing. It was only one thing that actually broke, which I kind of super engineered anyway, and you probably wouldn't have ever put in place anyway. So,
it was a good thing. And I feel like if you didn't even try that, we wouldn't have all the fucking problems that we had.
Probably not. Well, anyway, I guess we'll just talk about what it is real quick, because everyone's like, oh, what are you talking about? In Space Engineer, something you can do is you have a little mining ship that you go to the asteroids and you mine, and then you collect that in your ship, but there's no real easy way to get the stuff that you mined from your drilling ship to your main ship. But I used a part that is used to empty stuff out of your inventory, and instead it just shot it into the main ship. And then the main ship collected it and was able to, you know, then refine the minerals you mined. But unfortunately, it just stopped working for some reason. And
so we tried to fix it and ended up breaking the game.
Yeah, and then I was fucking with settings and stuff, and it just went really bad. And so we'll just have to try again later in the future.
Another time.
Yeah.
But I feel like Space Engineers would be a really good game for Machinima. And I remember saying that to you while we were recording.
I do, and I was just thinking, not really.
Not really? No?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No.
No?
Not really.
No?
You want to do a Minecraft Let's Play today?
Yeah. Well, I got to go to work.
Oh, right. You do work.
But I'll be back at 8. I'll be off at 8 today. I get off early.
Cool. I'll do something.
Oh, wait. No, I don't get off till 8:30.
No,
but I'll be here by 9.
You'll be here by 9, and I'll... Oh, also, we're streaming a lot now.
Yes.
Just occasionally
Frosted
when
Gaming,
I'm bored.
Our twitch.tv/FrostedGamingTV.
Which is surprisingly confusing to say. I don't know why. So yeah, we're doing that. It's fun. You know, you can watch us just fuck around when we're bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch us fuck around when we're bored. It gets pretty weird.
It's our life. Man, this has been a struggling podcast.
It has. I mean, well, we don't have fucking dipshit over here to make things interesting.
Right, to cover up said segues with dumb comments.
Yes.
Yeah.
We miss you, Sai. Come back.
Come back. Baby, come back. God, I can't
sing.
There
we go. More songs.
No,
yes.
I can't sing.
It's all right. Neither can I. That's why we do it.
Yeah, but I have to listen to myself later. You don't.
No, I listen to the podcast.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
No,
of course I do.
Oh, well, good for you.
I want to hear how dumb we sound.
Yeah.
Even though we sound okay.
I was going to say, we don't sound
Our audio quality is really good.
Yeah.
Everything else, we just were idiots. Love us. I love me.
I love me, too.
But I love you, too.
Everybody else.
It's all right, Joey. Everyone loves you for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why, because I don't even like me that much.
So, you know what?
More importantly, I don't like the people. God, there are some people who are just pissing me off lately. I can talk about that forever.
So what would have tied in really well when we were talking about the Xbox streaming service is that Google and Netflix are going on like an all-out offensive FCC.
We kind of talked about the whole FCC bullshit earlier. I'm sorry, last podcast. But I did some more research on it. And basically what's happening is ISPs, particularly Comcast, who just merged or is about to merge with Time Warner Cable, is trying to basically, if for more bandwidth, they're charging certain companies more money than other companies. For example, like they're charging Netflix more money to have a streaming capable service than just a standard website or whatever. And the problem with that is that they're limiting startup companies. If you and I wanted to start up a a video streaming company today, but hypothetically, if this passes, if we wanted to start it up today, we wouldn't be able to because there's no way that we could afford the additional service from Comcast to broadcast our website at the speed we need.
Right.
And it's not even like the internet we get at our house that we're paying for. It's if we want any Comcast customers to be able to watch our content, we have to pay Comcast directly to allow us to do that. Which is fucked up. We shouldn't be able to.
Yeah, that's
we shouldn't
bullshit.
Have to do that on the internet.
The internet is for people, damn it.
Right.
The internet is for porn.
I read a good analogy today that the internet's kind of like a highway. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have like 6 lanes and everybody's able to use all of the lanes, you know, to get around traffic and it helps keep traffic flow. That's why highways with like 6 lanes are so much better than highways with 3 lanes.
Right.
Because you have more room to move around and stuff. And what Comcast is trying to do is like take the left 3 lanes and keep them for like YouTube and Netflix and charge them a shit ton of money to use those 3 lanes. And then they're forcing everybody else to get on those other 3 lanes, which causes super congestion on those 3 lanes. Mm-hmm. And anybody who can't afford to get in that those fast 3 lanes is fucked.
Right.
So if we're a startup company trying to start our services that, you know, use up a decent amount of bandwidth, we have to pay a shit ton more money to do that. And it doesn't actually cost anything more to Comcast. They're just doing this to
be dickheads,
to make more money. So
that's really annoying.
Yeah, because it's allowing them to, in a way, like segregate the internet big wealthy companies from the little guys.
Right.
Which goes against all of net neutrality, which is kind of a bad word for it, because net neutrality doesn't really explain what it is.
Yeah. The net's not really neutral.
That's kind of the idea, though, is that all companies should be the same. Neutral.
Right, right.
But it's a very shitty way to explain it. I like the term open internet.
Right.
But now we have the problem of everybody saying net neutrality, and then you cause confusion. If you half the people start calling it open internet and the other call it net neutrality, is it the same thing? Is it different? You know.
So,
yeah.
So because the Frosted Gaming Podcast says open internet, everyone should start saying
everyone should, but they're not going to, so I'm going to stick with net neutrality just to
bleh,
for consistency.
But God, that's so shitty.
Yeah, but
I'm glad that Netflix and Google are going after.
Because, I mean, those are the two big players in terms of, I forget what it is, but between Netflix and YouTube, it takes up like 80% of internet bandwidth.
Yeah.
So those two, whatever they decide is, they're probably going to get what they want.
I would like to hope so. Google's
like a little bitch.
Google's like the biggest company in the whole wide world.
Not quite, but they're up there.
They're up there.
I think Exxon is actually the biggest company in the world.
I'd think
oil
so.
Oil company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I'm sure Google is up there, but
yeah. So we breezed right through all our fucking list.
Yeah, we did.
And we even had shit that was extra to talk about.
Although last week we had a lot of extra shit because we were talking about gaming a lot last week.
Yeah, we were.
Maybe we should talk more about gaming today.
We should talk about gaming
Prototype
right
2,
now.
I finally got, I'm super fucking excited.
A 2-year-old game and Joey's so excited about it.
I didn't realize, but about a year and a half ago, I bought Prototype on a Steam sale, the first one.
Right.
Because I remember wanting it when the Xbox the 360 first came out. I was like, oh, I really want that. And I never got around to getting it. And it was on sale and it was like $5. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll get it. Had a great time. Definitely showed its age. There was a lot of things that were obviously worked out since then in terms of like controls and camera work and stuff. But for the most part, I enjoyed the game. And then I kept looking for Prototype 2 and I was like, eh, it's $40. I really enjoyed it, but not that much. I'll wait for sale. And then it went on sale a couple times and it was like 25% off. It's like 30, still kind of pushing it. If it ever goes down to 20, I'll buy it. And that was, you know, a year and a half ago. I didn't realize at the time, apparently the game had only been out for 6 months. Had I known that, I probably would have spent the $40 on it, but I was thinking it was also going to be pretty dated. Because Prototype 1 was so old, I figured, oh, Prototype 2 is probably pretty old too. And finally now, after almost 2 years, it went on sale for 75% off, and it was only $10. I was like, fuck yes, buy right now.
And have you played really it yet?
What?
Have you played it
yet?
But you're excited about
I'm super excited about it.
Could be a completely shitty game, and you're excited about it. But I don't think it is.
I don't think it is because it's stayed so high in its price for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still listed at $40. Borderlands 2 isn't even that high anymore.
Right.
So I'm assuming it's a pretty good game.
So that was about the height of our week. Oh, it was, yeah. Joey fighting Borderlands or Prototype 2.
Well, it is only Tuesday.
Yeah. I got back into Galaxy on Fire.
Yeah, you did, because we were talking about that in a new game of the week.
Yeah,
stuff.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna download this game again. And it turns out I had already bought it, so I didn't have to drop the extra $10. So
yeah, I never
happy
actually
about that.
Got that into it. I have it. I played it, but it just didn't do it for me.
To each their own.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I just really bad at playing games. If you hadn't, like, I bought BioShock Infinite for $30. I was like, yes, it's on sale, $30, and I bought it. I still have not played it, and that was like 6 months ago at least.
Damn. Yeah. Well. Galaxy on Fire is like the space mission in Halo Reach.
The whole game?
But yeah, the whole game is you just fly around and blow shit up. So I have a lot of fun doing that. I think that's about as close as I'll ever get to a first-person shooter, even though it's third-person.
Even though it's a third-person spaceship yep. game? Gotcha.
No, I mean, I still haven't played Titanfall yet. I feel like a fucking idiot because everyone else in the world has.
Yeah, I don't know. Titanfall's kind of fallen off.
Has it?
Yeah, it's just doesn't have a lot of replayability.
It had that, like, big moment when it first came out.
Yeah, it was cool. The Titans are neat, but the problem is there isn't enough variety in the matches. All the matches are more or less the same.
Well,
there's only like three guns that are actually useful. And the Titans has even less. There's only three Titan types. And well, you have to play the shitty campaign to unlock them.
Yeah.
And it's just.
I saw in, I think it was in Game Informer, that there's a DLC coming out for it.
Yeah, I got the season pass, which I'm kind of regretting now.
You might not regret it, because apparently they're releasing a lot of new things for it.
I heard all they were releasing is three new maps, and that's it, for $10. And it's like, there's not enough gameplay there to really
to
make
justify
maps
that.
Worth
yeah.
it. But I didn't actually read about what's coming out in the DLC, I just heard.
I may have been dreaming, but...
Oh, I started to talk about my dream, and I never did. I had the craziest fucking dream last night. Were we talking about terrorists at some point?
Yes.
Okay, that was the segue. My dream was that we were attacked by terrorists.
Okay.
And I don't know how the fuck they pulled it off, but it was like the most miraculous pull off. I know I'm going to sound like I'm praising the terrorists in this thing, but it was a dream, so fuck it.
They were your terrorists. They were the terrorists in your brain.
They pulled off like the most immaculate terrorist act. They managed to hijack like 7 planes and then flew them in a straight line, like together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just flew them straight up. And then they dove back down and crashed into downtown and just turned the entire city of Tampa into an apocalyptic city. By just getting these planes and crashing all of them, which I know wouldn't have actually happened that way. And then the rest of my dream was just like being in an apocalyptic movie, and it was fucking awesome. And like, there was just so much cool stuff. It was just me and my dad, and then there were like other people we met. And I remember somebody brought their dog in and was like, can I feed my dog your pizza? It was like, no, but we need to keep our frozen pizzas. We can't waste our frozen pizzas. Like, but it, and then the owner was like, well, it's melting anyway. And they were like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. So we wouldn't want it to go to waste because we're not going to eat it in time. Sure, give it to your dog. And that was how my dream went.
That was fucking crazy.
That was a pretty awesome dream. And then...
Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah, I had another dream. I think it was 2 nights ago, actually, where somebody I know did something really stupid, and I got super pissed off in the dream, and I woke up like the angriest I think I've ever been, because I don't get angry often.
No,
I don't know if you've ever seen me angry.
Cause I really... Once. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't really get angry, but I woke up fuming angry. I was like, oh, it was a dream. Okay, cool. I'm not mad at her anymore. That was nice. I was like, oh, good. She didn't do that. And immediately cooled down and then went back to sleep.
So, good.
Which is different between me and girls, because everybody knows that if a girl has a dream about you and you do something bad in the dream, it's your
fault.
You are
fucked.
And she's fucking mad at you for at least a week because of something you did in her dream. And see, me, I'm a rational person. I was like, oh, that was a dream. I'm not mad at her anymore. So...
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, when you had a girlfriend?
Yeah, when I had a girlfriend, she'd be mad at me. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Nothing. It's what you did in my dream.
Well, how the fuck is that my fault?
Exactly. It's the best thing ever. I love being in a relationship. Shaking my head.
Oh, God, I have to sneeze.
Sneeze. Bless you.
No.
Just sniffing really, really hard.
I bet that was gross on the microphone. I'm sorry, guys.
Yep, that was really gross on the microphone because I heard, all right, the lines are like...
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so anyway.
It'll go away. I have that feeling, too.
Yeah. Did you bring your laptop?
No, because you said you fixed yours.
I was thinking you still should so that we can record.
But I have to go to work.
After, when you get back tonight at 9.
I will pick it up on the way back.
Cool.
But yeah.
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 I don't know.
Okay.
Is there anything I'm looking forward to E3, which is what, next month?
I should be looking forward to E3 because my favorite E3 in the history of E3 that I watched was the one after the new generation of consoles came out. That was by far my favorite. And that was actually the one that Prototype was on.
Yeah.
Was that one. And then games like that, Infamous also, which is another game I want to catch up on, but it's only available on the PlayStation and yeah. And also, well, hold on, I'll segue to that in a minute. So yeah, I think I should be excited about E3 this year.
Yeah.
But where do you watch E3 now?
Online.
But where? Because before I always used to watch it on G4. That was my go-to place, but G4 isn't a thing anymore.
Oh, that's right.
I forget what they turned into now, I want to say they actually just turned off. Because they were supposed to turn into that, I think, Esquire?
Yeah.
Magazine? Like their TV show? But they ended up taking over a different channel instead, and I think G4 just kind of dropped off.
Which sucks,
because that was like the best gaming
channel
news
ever.
Information ever. It was the only one really on TV. And a lot of great people came out of that, like Adam Sessler.
And
he's one of my all-time favorite gaming news personalities.
Yeah.
I still listen to his new podcast, Sessler Something. Which we talked about last week, I think.
Yep.
But that's a guy who really knows his shit.
Good.
So.
And the Ben Heck Show on YouTube.
What?
The Ben Heck Show on YouTube.
Ben Heck Show.
He builds like an all-in-one gaming system. It's like an Xbox 360, PS3, Wii U, all putting together.
I feel like I recognize the name Ben Heck, but.
He's crazy.
Okay.
But cool.
Is he fat? Are you like a pretty big dude?
Not like fat.
No, that's not the guy I'm thinking of.
We'll look into that later.
Yeah. But, I think I know him.
Yeah. Know of him?
Know of him.
Do you know him personally?
I don't know him personally. No? Do you know any famous people personally?
No. Yeah. I know. Well, I've met Kofi Kingston, who's a wrestler. I've met a lot of wrestlers.
Do you remember Slam Time Live?
Nope.
Nickelodeon?
Yes.
I knew the co-host. Or the host.
Did you?
I don't remember his name, but I knew him.
Cool.
Because his mom taught at my elementary school.
Oh.
And so I get to meet up a bunch of times.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's the only famous person I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I also knew Dan Marino. I went to school with his kids and him. Well, not him, but his kids. So I knew him at school.
Dan Marino was still in fifth grade.
Yeah. Well.
JK Dan Marino.
No, I think that is it in terms of actually famous people I know.
No,
you don't know any famous people?
I don't know anyone famous like that.
You know some cheerlebrities. They kind of.
No, they don't. Cheerlebrities.
But
the
speaking of cheerlebrities, I want to try to get Trevor on the podcast this weekend.
Yes.
Apparently he's only here Saturday and Sunday, and Sunday's Mother's Day.
Right.
So I want to try and get him in like early Saturday. We're going to try to do an early podcast next week.
Oh, he was in my dream.
Trevor?
Yeah.
What was your dream? Well, you haven't talked about your dream.
I don't know. I had a dream that I was at. I walked through the doors of my gym, but I ended up at Top Gun.
Okay.
And Trevor's like, hey, what are you doing here? And I'm like,
I don't
have
know.
No idea.
I walked into the
wrong gym.
I don't know how, because they're like 4 hours apart, but somehow I went to the wrong gym.
Yeah. Huh. But I walked in. It was my gym's doors. It was Top Gun. And then it was the gym I cheer at with my team there.
Wow.
Like it was Top
like
Gun's
gym, of a
gym, but my team was there. It was fucked up. It was weird.
Yeah.
That's why I hate tryout week so much, because I'm at the gym all the time and like literally consumes my life.
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid it as much as possible.
I know. You only show up to do IT work and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Lucky you.
It's working out pretty well for me so far.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like everybody's being passive aggressive towards me because of it. Like, I don't get paid.
Right. And
I have no obligation to be here. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to go play a game. Because I can do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not on payroll.
Right.
I have a job and it's doing great.
I don't know. I feel weird about that because like, you charge, what, $50 to $75 an hour, $50 to $100 an hour?
IT work is expensive. Like, I charge $50 to $75 an hour depending on what I'm doing, and I'm, like, cheap. Like,
yeah.
That's like, oh, it's only $150 for the work you did today? I'm like, yeah? So, yeah. Yeah, and I do all that work for free, and, you know.
Like, yeah.
So whatever. So I will happily leave and you guys can bitch all you want. You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, I just like I work there and it's wrong for me to say this, but I mean, they're not paying you. So fuck it.
Right. So if I want to like go do whatever I want, I'm going to go do whatever I want. I don't care. I used to care, but, you know, I feel as I mature, I've given less fucks. So it doesn't bother me. I'll go do whatever.
You have to get to a point where you don't give a single fuck.
I don't think I give any fucks anymore.
Good. Yeah. Good. All right. We've made progress.
Yeah, look at that. Joey's moving up in the world, not giving fucks.
Good.
Wow, that was. I think that was the most, like, truly personal we've gotten on the podcast.
I think so.
That was nice. I liked it. I felt it was quality.
Yeah.
You guys are getting to know us, the struggles of our day-to-day life.
Fucking cheerleading coach. It's bullshit.
I don't have many struggles in my day-to-day life.
I don't understand why I do what I do. I mean, I understand why I do this. I love this. This is my fun. Favorite fucking part,
like,
of my day.
The
podcast is my favorite part of the week, I'd say.
My favorite part is definitely the Let's Plays.
Yeah.
I enjoy the podcast, but there's a lot more work involved for me in terms of setting up the podcast and getting things prepared and doing the link dump and then the detailed editing and the...
All the background. I was about to say, I set this up numerous times. It's so easy.
And it's easier during the Let's Play to keep the content flowing.
Yeah.
Like talking and stuff. And I feel like sometimes when you do a podcast, there's dead period. So it's harder to, you know, keep things flowing. And with a podcast, you have to segue into things. But when you have the Let's Play, you're able to use the game as your segue. So if you're randomly talking about dicks, it's because a dick showed up on the screen. And it works. It flows like that. You can blame the game for your lack of segues. So it works really well.
Or you can use your game because you can't fucking think of anything to talk about.
Right, you can just, a tree. That's a nice tree.
Yeah.
Exactly, it works really well.
I guess it makes sense, but I just like sitting around and talking with you guys, catching up on our weeks.
Don't get me wrong. I have more fun when we do the video or the other videos and stuff.
Also, I think we're going to try to get into full plays or playthroughs.
Yeah, those are hard.
Those are really hard, but I feel like we should get some practice in. Also, Operation Supply drop 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm super nervous and excited all the time.
May 17th.
May 17th, 9 a.m. to
9 a.m.
the next day. Which sucks because now that I'm working in the office again, they invited me to the office party, which of course is May 17th.
It's great.
Shit, I can't go.
We have to support the troops, damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you have all of them watch the
Because they'll be at a party, but you know what? I'll tell them. I'll say, hey, you know what? I couldn't be here, but you want to watch the stream?
You want to donate money to the troops while we're there?
Honestly, they might.
They might push us way over our $500 goal.
No, I don't know about all that. But I bet you I could get some of them to donate.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So that'd be cool.
Yep. So definitely help us and our stupidity. And by stupidity, I mean graciousness. In this charity event.
And we're going to have to spend a lot of time in this room right here.
Yep.
Going to be hard.
You guys might actually get a view of us.
Maybe. It depends, because I can't use my camera like I thought I could.
Okay.
I guess DSLR cameras are just not designed to record video for extended periods of time. I guess it's really bad for them. And since it's a $600 camera, I'm not going to put mine on for a 24-hour stream.
Do you think we could hook up my phone?
I wouldn't do your phone either.
My phone?
Yeah, because
so good.
If you ever record a long video on your phone, it'll heat up and you'll feel it.
Right.
So I would imagine that's not good for it either.
Well, you know what? It's an S4. I'm trying to get an S5. I need an excuse.
A shitty webcam, which we might be able to use.
Maybe.
And I also have, or we could also go buy one, but they're kind of expensive. I mean, they're like $100, which we don't need it.
I mean, if I have an extra $100 to throw away, I'll go buy it.
Okay. And it's not like we're throwing it away. We will have other uses for it.
Yeah.
But,
for example, Extra Life.
Right. Well, exactly.
Which is in a few months after that.
So, and then the other side of that is that's another computer we're going to need to be able to stream. So that puts us at five computers.
I'm going to bring over my laptop.
Right. So we need my laptop, your laptop.
My other laptop.
Your other laptop. One desktop. And then one more for the video. That's five videos. Or five computers.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Because we need one for each of the three Xboxes.
Yep.
We need one for the audio. And we need one for the live video. All together. And that's five computers I have to put on one network.
That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes with all the networking.
Yeah. Networking.
We might not even be able to do all that video streaming. We might not be able to. I mean, I have pretty solid internet here.
Yeah.
But I've never streamed before, so I have no idea what I'm capable of.
I don't know what I'm capable of.
I can take over the world. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
But yeah. I don't know. I want to talk about something gaming related, but I've been so fucking busy with work.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Eventually this will be our work and then we'll have nothing to talk about gaming. It'll be great. I'm trying to think. I haven't really Super Hexagon. I last night went to play. First time I got 37 seconds. Second time, 67 seconds.
Go. Out of Cy couldn't, nowhere. Cy couldn't get past 45 seconds.
After a 30-minute video. I mean, we cut it down, so it only came out to like 18. But yeah. We recorded for 30 minutes. And I just went in, second playthrough, got 67 seconds. I was like, well, this is fucking amazing.
So what happens after 60 seconds?
You unlock... There's three difficult, or a total of six difficulties. Mm-hmm. You start off with three. If you beat, or you have hexagon, hexagon, or hexagonist, which that's hard, harder, hardest. And so when you go past 60 seconds, you unlock the next difficulty for each one. So you have hexagon instead of hard difficulty, you have harderest difficulty.
Harderest.
And then, or like harderer, and then harderest, and then harderestest, or something like that. The same general hardest methods the first level used, but like twice as fast, and it's like, holy shit, I'm gonna die.
So yeah, I will not be playing that game. I will freak the fuck out.
I know, I'm surprisingly good at it. I didn't even know I was that good. But I have a pretty fast reaction time, so I guess kind of makes sense.
All the drugs that I did back in my day, back in my youth.
Yeah, all that crack.
Yeah.
Cocaine
really messed up my reaction time.
Yeah, but I bet if you did crack, you'd probably be really fucking good at it.
I don't know. I've never done crack, so I can't tell you.
but I would imagine it would be very effective.
Yep, it's super effective.
You know, we have a TV outside. I have no idea if it works.
Probably, maybe. I don't know. I don't think it's ever gotten rained on, so I think.
Oh, depends if it's waterproof or not. I guess.
Well, it's an outdoor TV.
Yeah, but...
I love how we're both just sitting here looking at it.
As if though it's going to do something. I don't know. Knowing my dad, it might just be a regular TV he put outside.
Whatever.
So, we might be able to use it. We have all these nice TVs now that we don't use.
Woohoo!
We bought them 2 weeks ago and had the Xboxes, and we still have yet to turn them on.
Yeah, we have all of our capture cards and everything. Still haven't done shit.
Anything. We've done PC games.
Yeah. Great. Good job, guys. We did it.
Spend money. That's okay. Well... We'd have to buy them later anyway, and I'd rather have them now so we have them. Plus, we're going to need them for Operation Supply Drop, which is next week anyway.
Yep.
Which I guess is the 8-bit salute, not Operation Supply Drop.
Yeah,
8-bit Operation salute. Supply Drop is hosting 8-bit salute, which is what we're doing.
So. Right. Yeah. Right, right, right. So, yeah,
have we announced our goal for 8-bit salute?
I said it was $500. I just said it in passing, but...
Yeah, well, anyway, our goal is raising $500. So,
which is a new, either, I think it's a new Xbox One for some troops who are suffering from PSTD.
I don't know what the
pricing like that.
Stuff is, but it will help the troops either which way, so.
Yeah, all the money goes in, they get either, like, consoles or video games, and they basically make a big care package and send them to, like, the
and
VA
And from what
hospitals.
I hear, being in the troops, you have a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
And you want to do something, and to keep you from going crazy, playing video games is a very positive thing.
Right. Both of my cousins are in the military, and they have way too much time on their hands.
Right. Until we need them, and then they don't have extra time. But,
yeah,
you know, let them keep their sanity. They're making sacrifices for us.
Yes. Give them video games. Actually,
whatever they get enjoyment out of.
When my cousin in the Marines comes home, he's always playing League of Legends. And he has a Twitch account, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Do people watch him?
I don't know. He posted it on mine. He posted his Twitch account on my Facebook page.
Gotcha. So. Oh, did he do that in response to our post?
Yeah.
I saw that. I was wondering why he did that. I was like... Weird, but I guess if he's your cousin, that makes more sense.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was just some random guy.
Nope.
Like, okay.
That would have been a dick thing to do if it was anyone else.
No, okay, that makes sense.
Yep. So, yeah. I feel like I've said so, yeah, a lot in the last 10 minutes.
Well, you always do, but you've said it exceptionally a lot.
Well, I mean, we just stopped talking, so I'm like, come on, say something, because I don't have anything.
Yeah, I don't have anything either. But I'm watching, I think I've said it before, I'm watching Prison Break, but I'm almost done with that. And I think I'm going to go back and finally watch House of Cards.
Yeah, you've mentioned that several times that you're going to go back and watch House of Cards.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to do it because that
Kevin Spacey's in it.
Well, because I knew Kevin Spacey was in it. And I really like Kevin Spacey in it. He does a fantastic job. But seeing it again in the Call of Duty trailer, I'm like, all right, now I really want to go back and watch it. So
yeah.
I think I will.
I think I'm going to join you in watching House of Cards.
And then after that, I think I'm going to try again to get into Game of Thrones. I tried twice already, and it just didn't do it for me. But I know it's a good show, and I really want to watch it.
Is Game of Thrones on Netflix, or...?
No, HBO. So it would be HBO Go.
Do you have... Oh.
Yeah, my dad has HBO Go.
Okay.
Which I don't know how he did.
Probably through the Apple TV.
Yeah, but you have to have HBO for it to work. So I think he might be using my friend's account, which probably goes against the terms of service, so we'll keep this on the down low. But
yeah.
I don't think HBO's going after my dad for...
Yeah.
He is still legitimately paying for it, right? So...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Totally.
Or, you know, maybe he's using a friend's account. That would make more sense.
So. And paying your friend for the time, or... I don't know, whatever.
They probably watch it HBO together, or normal HBO. And then my dad just uses HBO Go.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, I don't know. I could be making that up. My dad might not even have HBO Go. He might have talked about getting it once, and then that was it. So, oh, which reminds me, there's this other thing.
See, this is why I say, so yeah. See, so because you just things come to your head.
Things come to my head. There is a company, I forget what they're called. They start with an A in their name. My dad told me about them.
Asswipe.
No. And what they're doing is, you know how you have digital antennas for your TV? You know, if you don't have cable, that's how you watch TV. Well, there's a company in South Florida. Actually, that might be other places than just South Florida. But I know in Fort Lauderdale that what they're doing is they are taking those antennas and they are streaming that video over the internet. And what they're doing is they're allowing people to pay to subscribe to being able to watch a digital antenna over the internet. And the benefit to that being, even though the digital antenna is free, you know, there's a lot of places where you can't watch it. Say you're in a hotel room, you don't have a bunny ears.
Right.
Or, you know, that's kind of a bad example because you have cable there. But for whatever it may be, you can then watch it on your laptop. Or you can stream it to your Apple TV or whatever if you don't have an antenna. And plus, the antennas are all finicky. You know, you have to adjust them just right. And I guess the idea is the way they're getting away with it is that each customer they have, they just buy an antenna for. Which antennas aren't expensive. They're like $40. And if it's $10 a month for the thing, you know, 4 months and you pay it off. And each person has their own dedicated antenna, or at least allegedly. And then you're able to stream it through the internet. But I guess, I think it's the FCC, might be somebody else, is like, or it's probably the networks actually, are like, well, you can't do that. That's against the rules. They're like, this shit is free. Anybody can watch this if they have an antenna. All we're doing is allowing them to watch it over the internet.
Yep.
And so.
That's a pretty neat business idea.
Yeah, they just have these big arrays of antennas, and then you're streaming it.
Yeah.
So, I just... Well, that's neat. It's cool. It's interesting to see where that's going to go, because that's a really interesting way to provide a service.
Yeah. Yeah. A free service, but that now you have to pay for it.
A free service you're now paying for.
Hey, so,
but you're paying for the convenience of being able to stream it through the internet, and, like, my dad is really interested in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have no interest in it, but I don't ever watch TV, so...
Right.
So obviously there's a market for it. I know the market.
I know the market. I'm related.
I'm related to him. He occasionally buys me dinner.
And lunch. He bought me lunch.
Yeah. And dinner.
And dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to Dad for being awesome.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Dad. No. You have Mother's Day's plans for you and your mom? This Sunday. Day after the banquet.
Right.
I was going to say day after
tomorrow. Oh, man. We didn't get to do our 24-hour or 6-hour run-through of supply drop, so that's going to be hectic.
Yeah, that's okay. But you're coming over...
After the bank. Friday. Friday after I get out of the gym.
Oh, yeah, Sunday night. You're coming over Sunday night. We're going to do a dry run.
This Sunday night.
Yep.
Yes. Mother's Day.
Okay. Well, now that we've planned that.
All right.
But you were going to say something right before that?
No.
Was I going to say something right before? I was going to say something right before that, but I don't remember what I was going to say.
Well, you'll figure it out when you listen to the podcast, when you're editing.
I know, I'll be editing, I'll be like, fuck, that's what I wanted to say. Shit.
Always happens like that. But then you can put it on the next podcast list.
Yeah, and I'll remember. I don't know, it probably wasn't even that relevant.
Yeah.
Had something to do with streaming and gaming and... Oh, Mother's Day, yeah. What are you doing with your mom on Mother's Day? Anything?
Streaming to Mother's Day. No, I don't. I mean,
that,
probably,
that was what I forgot.
We're probably doing something. I just don't know what something is right now.
I'm going to my mom's for lunch, I think, because she's got to go on a business trip that night.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So, but I bought her flowers on Pro Flowers.
Did you?
Per the Rooster Teeth advertisement. See, that's where advertising works well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like $20. I think it was like $23 with shipping and all that nonsense. No, shipping was free. I don't know. But came out to some price above $20.
I might do like an edible arrangement or whatever.
You should order today because you're pretty much out of options now.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did. Or then they just deliver it and they have a nice little card in it. And yeah, so now my mom gets flowers on Mother's Day, but she doesn't know yet. So I hope my mom doesn't listen to the podcast. Otherwise, her flowers will be ruined, or her flower surprise anyway.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, it was 100 flowers for $20 and they ship them as blooms. And then so she gets them and then they grow so that they last longer.
Huh.
Made a lot of sense.
Yeah. That is pretty neat, my friend. We shall check that out, or I shall check that out. Shit, you've already checked it.
I've checked it, purchased it, and that. And I actually bought it with what's called a simple card.
A what?
It's an all online bank account with no monthly fees or anything,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a really modern app that they use. Like, you know how you go to those sites, and some of them you just can tell are like new and fresh, and it's just very easy to use, and everything's big and clear what it is.
Yeah,
fantastic site. The app is awesome. Only downside is that there's no like actual branch, so you can't go and like deposit a check, but you can, you know, take a picture of it and stuff and put it in your bank account that way, or you can transfer it from another bank account.
I have a bank like that.
Yeah. And they gave me like a card and everything, and they actually gave me a wallet because I don't have a wallet. I used to just keep a hair tie around my cards and money, and that's
now
how
you
I
keep
use
a
it.
Big blue rubber band around it.
And well, when I got my simple card that they mailed me, they put it and like this cardboard package, they put the card on the front, and then part of the cardboard package you could tear off, and it says, cash. This is your new wallet. And then it has, on one side it says card, and on the other side it says cash, and it had a blue rubber band around it. And so now that's what I use to carry my card and stuff.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was just a neat little thing, and it worked out well that I already didn't carry around a wallet, and I was now, this is perfect. And then the rubber band's the just right amount of stretchiness, and it's great. So yeah, I don't actually use it, really. I just had to put a deposit in to open it. Well, you don't have to put a deposit in. I chose to put a deposit on the card to open it up. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll use that. So I'm probably going to start using it more now based on how easy the process was.
I mean, it's like a very clean looking
card. Yeah, that's
what
I say. It's just like the whole website and the app. Everything is just very clean and smooth and big letters. And like to activate my card, I went to like simple.com/activate and said, it had a picture of the card. And it's like, fill in the missing information. So it was the last four digits, the expiration date, and I had to make a PIN number. And so, like, as I type it in, it appears on the card on the screen, so it looks just like my card, except on the screen. So I was like, yep, that's perfect. That's exactly right. And then I activated it just like that, and it was cool.
So they idiot-proofed the entire site.
Right, which is awesome, because idiot-proofing makes it really simple for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Which is good. I like simple experiences.
So good job, Simple.
Yeah.
And you like simple experiences?
Yeah. The big thing for me is the no monthly fees, because this sounds like I'm paid to advertise this. I'm not. I wish I was. Again, Simple, you want to
throw us a bone here?
Throw us a bone here. Give us some money. I will happily continue talking about it. But no monthly fees, because right now my bank account does have monthly fees, and it's only $5 a month, but it's kind of annoying, especially because I don't keep money in my savings for the most part.
I have a savings account that I haven't touched in a year.
Right. And so what happens is every month money comes out, and now I'm starting to overdraft, and it's like, all right, hold on. Let me take money from my $5 from my checking and put it into my savings, and it's just kind of annoying.
Wait, they charge you for your savings account?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
No, I think they charge me for my checking. No, they charge me for my savings.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I think if I have less than $100 or something, they charge me for my savings. And it's like, I could put $100 in there, but...
But why?
I don't know. It's just annoying. So. Yeah. But again, I also like having the physical bank, and I like the people that work at my bank. Mm. Like, they're all really nice, and, you know, because I needed to open a bank account when I turned 14. As part of Awesomeware, when we opened Awesomeware. And it was a real hassle, but they pulled some strings and they were able to open me a bank account, which was pretty awesome. And so, you know, I've known them for, you know, 5 years now, and they've been super helpful throughout the whole way. And actually, they don't even open bank accounts for people under 21.
Yeah.
But they open, you know, they let me open one when I was 18 because they knew me so well, and they were able to receive special permission to allow me to do that. And that was awesome. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Done plugging banks.
Plugging that was everything. Like the lamest plugging ever. Yeah, we're going to talk about banks now.
Dude, people get excited about banks. I get excited about
banks. You
know,
I find when
anybody's
ever talking passionately about something, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Joel from Rooster Teeth talks about the stock market, I had no interest in the stock market until he got into, well, he's been into it forever, but until he started talking, I was like, all right, that kind of sounds cool. I'm going to try that now. But I didn't really
and then fail miserably.
No, I didn't even really try that much.
Oh, good.
Though, actually, I made one transaction and I made like $50.
Oh, good for you.
But it wasn't real money. It was the...
Oh.
Basically, they give you $10,000 of...
Play money?
Like play money that's not real money. And then, but you use the real stock market to... So like as the days go, you... Okay, well, I would buy this. And then I made one transaction. I bought it. I waited. I sold. And I made $50.
Neat.
And imaginary money.
An imaginary money.
And then I just stopped after that because, you know, you have to like be up at a certain time and you have to be watching the market. It's just a lot of work and I'm lazy.
Worth it.
Well, it probably would be worth it.
Well, yeah.
And right now my track record's good. I'm $50 up imaginary money. Yeah. It's kind of like going to Vegas. You should never leave negative. You should always go positive and then leave positive and never go back. So you're always positive in Vegas. So, yeah.
So that's where you're at right now?
Yeah, exactly. Positive. I'm positive 50 in the imaginary stock market.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was my day trading experience. Apparently, I'm really good at it.
I'm positive.
See, that's more than a lot of people can say. A lot of people have been trading for like a year or two. They can't say they've gone positive.
That's true.
So that makes me better than them.
All right. Well, yeah. I think we can wrap up now.
Yeah. Do you have to go somewhere? Yeah,
to work.
Yeah. I'm going to go edit our Osmos video and put that out.
Cool.
This is our first ending game of the week. Then I'm going to edit the podcast and I'm going to put that out.
And I feel like Osmos was a good thing because we broke the space genre of games that we were going on.
Because like our first four games we did were all space genre. And then it was like
Osmos.
Yeah, Osmos, which is still almost kind of spacey looking. It's more like Amoeba level.
Yeah.
But Osmos is a great game. I'll link to the video and where you can buy it because one of my favorite like relaxing games, and it's available on all mobile stuff. So it's great when you're just sitting somewhere and you're like, you don't really feel like playing a game, but you want to sit down for 2 or 3 minutes and just
do something.
It's good for that. Well, on that note, we will wrap up. Hey, I believe we've plugged everything necessary. Yes. I'm just going to justify how...
There are no necessary plugs for us, by the way. We don't get paid by anyone, so we don't...
Right, well, I was talking about our own stuff. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about those plugs. I'm just going to, again, justify. I think all of the spinning in the intro video is completely necessary, and Ben is wrong, because I love it, and I think it looks great.
I am not wrong. I am never wrong.
You're wrong all the time.
Let us know what you think.
See, but actually, there was spinning at the end of it before, and that was too much spinning. Rather than, you know how now the logo like zooms in?
Yeah.
Before it used to spin out. That was too much spinning, so.
Oh, that's right. That's why. Okay.
Yeah, so now it just zooms out. So now it's just spinning in the opening, and I think it looks awesome and great.
Okay.
And your opinion doesn't count if you don't like it. All right. But if you feel that it's good, your opinion counts for everything.
All right.
So, thank you for watching.
Listening.
Episode 19. Up next is podcast 20. And we will be back next, I believe, Wednesday, if all goes as planned. But
yeah.
As we know here at Frosty Gaming, not everything always goes as planned.
All right.
So,
later.